did you find out you were going to go in tonight?
Pre-game meal. I was going to take warm-up. They told me that morning skate. There's just some things going on with the guys being a little dinged up and stuff. So I knew I was coming to the rink to do the normal routine. I just didn't know I was playing until pre-game meal. And actually basically until I got to the rink, yeah.
Is it tough to like get into it a little bit sooner when you find out so late?
No, I think like them telling me I was taking warm-up, I think I kind of just like stuck to my same game day routine after that. Like I wasn't, watching Netflix for 4 hours before I came to the rink or anything. I just kind of took my nap and, you know, treated it as if I was playing.
Without Gio, what other things needed to happen from everybody else?
You know, I think when you lose a guy like that, I don't think it's one guy stepping up. I think we got to do it as a group. And, I thought, we battled hard tonight. We did some good things, but I think, at the end of the day, we lost 3-0, so obviously there's some things we got to fix.
What about the overall effort tonight?
I thought we battled hard. You never want to make excuses, but I thought the guys compete and, the care and the details, I thought, we really showed a strong effort.
This is a few games in a row where you guys have trailed 1-0. What do you think has to happen for you guys to stop chasing the game?
Score first. I think the start's been something that, we want to kind of been nagging us all year. And, it's something that, as players we're focused on, we're focused for the game. And, sometimes it's just a bad bounce and, that's just how it goes.
Is it any tougher to get out to a quicker start on a trip like this where you guys just traveled yesterday and now all of a sudden you're playing 3 time zones away?
The excuse is there, but we're hockey players. I think, we're all prepared for the game. We all, are good pros, and this is just part of the job.
Good. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.